Rory defeat here in the end by a handful of points against Kerry, but a lot of positive signs from the younger players and the teams today.
Yeah, listen, Ashley, I think we can't hide from the fact that Kerry were much the better team, you know. We did finish the game very strongly, but in saying that, I'd be disappointed the way Kerry probably stretched out to maybe 7 at one stage in the first half. I know it finished at 6 at half time, but, you know, there's going to be stages during this league and during these games where things aren't going your way and you have to grind it out. Yeah. And, you know, we did in the second half, but it'd be disappointing in the first half, you know.
Is it fair to say that was the period that won Kerry the game towards the end of that first half when they kicked 5 or 6 unanswered?
Yeah, that and, you know, the fact that we got the penalty, we got the wee break, we went a point up and straight away they get a goal. And, you know, I know we hung in for another 7 or 8 minutes, but look, the midfield supremacy was crucial for them as well. You know, when you have the quality of players they have up front, you know, you need to be winning the middle of the field.
Yeah, and they responded well in the second half to crawl back that deficit, particularly in the final 10 minutes, Roy. They responded very good to it, and the young boys stepped up to it.
Yeah, look, I thought, you know, during the second half we did play a lot of good football. We came out, you know, just after half time and got 2 good scores, but the quality of Kerry, once they got the goal, give them a serious cushion. But yeah, as you say, we responded really well, created a lot of chances. You know, I'd be disappointed, to be honest, Ashley, in the first half. I felt we should have won 8 or 9 on the board. We dropped, I'm not sure how many, into the keeper's hands from good positions, but we missed a free normally that Micah would get. But, you know, as you say, in the second half it was much better.
If it was called for a penalty, it could have been a different story, could it, at the end there?
Yeah, it would have been interesting. Look, from where we're looking, as from Donegal's eyes, you'd think it was a penalty. But look, Morris, you know, made his decision. Look, you have to understand, we think every decision should go our way.
Yeah, and a big game like this against Kerry, it didn't faze the players at all today either.
Maybe at times in the first half I felt it did, but, you know, we'd an exceptionally young team out, which we said we were going to do, which we feel we have to do, you know. And, you know, we're not naive enough to think we're going to turn up here in the National League and roll over teams. It's not going to happen. We've got to learn, and a lot of boys learn their trade, but the important thing for us is to keep at it and stick to what we're trying to do. We're trying to, suppose we've had a very distinctive style of play over the last number of years. We felt we're changing it. We're trying to get a few more scores on the board. It's going to leave us open at the back, but we've got to learn that during the National League.
It was 9 points at one stage and you've got it back to 3, so it'll make the preparation for the next game a bit easier, will it?
Not really, Ashley. Yeah. I think, you know, again, you know, in all our evaluation, we've got to be really honest where we're at. You know, Kerry were vastly superior. I think even though it finished 3, I would say they're a 6-7 point better team than us, and that's what we have to learn.
Yeah, and Roscommon now, the next day they were beaten by Tyrone today. I suppose after one game, is it crucial or is it that important that you pick up points now in the next one, Roy?
I think it's important that you pick up points, absolutely, Ashley. You know, Roscommon, you know, had a great league last year. It's going to be a very tough challenge, but we'll focus on ourselves. As we said we're going to do, yeah, we'll keep a good eye in the opposition and what they're trying to do from that point of view, but the big focus for us is ourselves and trying to improve what we're trying to do.
Yep. You missed the experience of Neil McGee in there in the back. What's the latest on the good door, man?
It's just disappointing. We got together yesterday on a team meeting and he was in great form, and then about 6 o'clock this morning, you know, a vomiting bug came along, and I'd expect him to be fine for next week, but he just had no energy, you know.
Yeah, will there be many changes for next week? Is there many more to come back in? The guys that we've seen come off the bench, would they be in line for a starting role?
I'll take a few hours and this tonight to reflect on it all. But look, we'd be hoping Kieran Gillespie not be too far away, you know. Mm-hmm.